What is going on, everybody? It is me, Tristan.
And me, Jackson.
And we are here with an evening cup. Let's get ready to try some vino, some wine, some fresh AF. You fill in the AF. Or Jackson can. I don't really care. But another recommendation by Imperial Beverage. It's what you said, Australian.
Yes.
Australian wine.
It says it's Unico Zello.
Unico Zello. I'm not really sure what that means.
Fresh, bright, and juicy. It's a 2020
vintage. Let's hope the wine is better than the year was.
So this says it's a Nero Diavola 70% and a Zibibo 30% from the Riverland.
Okay. It's a dessert wine, right? No?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you knew. Oh, no, that's not the right one. There's so many fresh AFs online.
Unico Zello.
All right. So this bottle of wine is going to be a $20 bottle of wine at your local wine store. Apparently it's not very easy to open.
Well, I didn't have the right angles.
Okay. It's all about the angles. Got it. It's a red wine. Nero de Avala.
Pretty sure, the rep told me it was a, so they're a rather new vineyard in Australia. They're quote unquote hip. And it is mostly a vintage or some grapes from the Sicilian region.
Oh,
that they've been growing with this Zibibo.
It is very hip because, fresh AF. AF is a very zoomer kind of. Ooh, that smells really good. Zoomer saying so. But yeah, so winemaker's notes. If there's anywhere in the world could make the freshest, zippest style of red, you'd expect it to be in the middle of the desert. Hailing from some of the most ancient soils on Earth, the Riverland is complete underdog region of the that epitomizes what it is to craft fine wine on the edge. Rich red earth, sandy soils covering limestone, challenging avant grade, and one of the most exciting wines they've crafted to date. They're intensely passionate about Nero de Avala. Did I just read the wrong one?
No, it should be this one.
Yeah, okay. It is this one. Wow, okay. So it's vegan friendly, but it says fresh, bright, and juicy. It's got a pretty high rating on the rating score of people, not the wine rating. So I don't know if it's got rated on wine.
It has a delicious burgundy color when we poured it in. It's hard to tell in these cappuccino cups.
They do look kind of like cranberry juice, not going to lie. No, more like wine. More like grape juice.
I would hope it looks like wine.
Right?
One cool thing on the top, it says, from the land we belong to.
Yeah, it's so Australian in the middle of the desert. That's pretty cool. Red, rich soil.
Ancient sandy limestone soils.
I'm assuming that's going to really, really hit the flavors different.
It contains sulfites. I'm out.
I don't even understand what the sulfites thing does or doesn't do. Is it bad? This is really a weird color.
I think it's because it's obviously the grapes, but these are, yeah. I believe it's a different, varietal of grapes than we've really ever tasted. I've never heard of the Nero di Avala, but the, like I said, our rep said it was a Sicilian, grape that's been obviously real, real big there.
This definitely smells
in Australia.
Definitely smells like your sparkling grape juice.
Getting lit on Welch's grape.
Yeah, but like the white grape.
Interesting.
It's got legs. I can see it on the side. You can actually see the legs more with this one on the cappuccino
on the white cup.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to it. Cheers.
Salute. I don't know why I did that like a shot.
This is juicy. This is, wow.
First impression is it's absolutely delicious.
It really is. Like, I don't, it's really sweet, but it's got that tartness that I like. It's definitely really tart. So it's smooth.
I can't just slug this down like a Moscato.
You can't?
Yeah, I probably could. Yeah. Who the hell am I kidding?
This is like a crayon apple grape.
Yes. Juice. This is Ocean Spray crayon apple crayon grape.
I'm not gonna lie, this is fresh AF.
Damn, you took my bit. I was about to say that. We're twins today. What can we say?
What can we say?
Minds are merging here.
We have joked about just showing up to work in the same getup and really just being like, no, there's only one of us. What are you talking about?
After all of these years of us saying we're not twins, but no, we're the same person.
It's just a marketing bit. Hologram. Not real.
I mean, the easiest way to do it would be in the winter because we're layered up. You know, we can have the long sleeves on. Not a lot of defining things about us.
Yeah, we don't have hand tats.
No, not yet. Remember that one year we had the same glasses in inadvertently?
Oh, man.
That was something.
Story time. So, I lived in Grand Rapids or East Lansing, one of the two, not near Jackson. Jack's off on his own thing. We go to the same eye doctor months apart. Like mine's in February. His is in like October. I walk in. I'm like, okay, getting my exam. My eyes are getting worse. What's new? And go to pick out some new glasses. Honestly, there's only a few glasses I like. And most of them are Oakley or Ray-Bans at the eye doctor that is providing us eye care. And so I go straight to the Oakley case like I normally do. Go up there. Nothing's really looking great. I also have a big head, so very limited. I got to get one that has the size. I've now had to get Ray-Ban sunglasses, put regular lenses in. That's how big my head is. But this time I'm like, I want those. Those are the ones I want. Getting it, measured it out, doing all this, finalize it. Connie goes, you know, it's funny. That's the same one that Jackson picked out too. I was like, really? So we're going to match. We're going to look like each other. Exactly.
And I think this was before people even thought we were twins. Cause we didn't really spend that much time together.
No.
So that's actually the only reason anybody thinks we're twins is because we now spend a lot of time together.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's your, as you can see, we've morphed into one. I'm going to get a mullet next year. Actually, I have the hair that Jack shaves off on top of my head. I have the reverse mullet. I have long hair in the front. Party in the front, clean in the back.
That's true. I mean, mine's pretty long on the top, too. It's a fashion mullet.
Fashion mullet.
It's not the classic business in the front, party in the back.
It's just party all year round.
Yeah, party.
All right.
Business on the side.
Your side hustle.
Get right into the Zoomer dialect here.
You know what? This is really good. For $20, I think you would like this. This is, if you like your cabs and your drier wines, this is not it. This is truly
it's
juicy.
It's sweeter than that. I would, yeah. I don't really know many other red wines except for like the red blends.
Yeah.
That are kind of like this.
But those are too sweet. And this still has that. This has a tart flavor.
It's tart. It's a little dry on the finish, but it's not like dry the entire time like most cabs or what the hell is the Argentinian Malbecs. There we go. Not quite like those. I would say it's a mix. It is sweeter than those, but not as sweet as like sweet red blends or anything like that.
Not heavy either. This is very light.
This is going down the hatch.
So you're, this is a party wine for sure. This is something you're going to want to take. I mean,
it's got a cool name too.
Fresh, bright, and juicy. Literally, they're right on the nose. And it tastes like crayon apple.
Yeah. If I didn't have anything else to do today, I'd probably pop open another bottle, or not a bottle. Well, who the hell knows? Pop open another glass for sure.
Yeah. I would give it the stamp of approval. $20. I think it's only 13.5 ABV. You're not going to be going too crazy. 12%. Yeah. Putting your feet up. Yep.
Oh man. Cut that out. So one of the things, that I guess with wine for me that I'm going to throw out on my stamp of approval is price. So $20. Some people might think that's on their ceiling of how much they're going to spend on a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
For some people, that's probably the floor of what they'll spend on the bottle of wine. I have found in my personal wine journey, which didn't really start too long ago, is I would say $20 to $40 is the sweet spot.
Yeah.
You can get some really damn good wines in that area. Anything higher than that, I sometimes don't think the juice is worth the squeeze.
I agree.
Like $50, $60, $100 for a bottle of wine. Like, can it be that good or that much better?
Like that Rombauer, I didn't think it was that great.
No, and like, so the Shard, if you liked a really super buttery, like if you wanted to drink clarified butter that you put on your popcorn at the movie theater, that wine was for you because that's what it tasted like, liquid butter.
Yeah.
Not for me.
No. I agree. I think if 15, if you're looking at bottles of wine, you're like 15's too much, reach up to that 20. You'll be a little bit more happy. Is this overpriced at 20?
Hard to say.
It's definitely the 20. If it was 25, I would say no. I would not buy that. But 20 is good.
So it's 15 really is for you. And like you need a sweet wine. I would actually recommend this because like I've had like the St. Julian's Sweet Red or, you know, Revenge or whatever the hell those are called. They're very good, but they're also just sugar bombs. They are just super sweet wines, which is why people like them. And they're like $11 a bottle or something like that. I would say if you want to elevate yourself just a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit, step up to this $20 price range for this fresh AF. And it's not going to be A, as sugary or sweet. B, I think it's just better.
Yeah.
And it's got a cool label.
Yeah. And it's going to have a cool story when you walk in and be like, fresh AF.
We know that people buy wine based on labels.
Yes. So
every school kid knows this.
Yeah. So I would agree. And I also think, like coffee, this, if you go up to this bracket of price, you're going to start really getting into real good wines and developing your palate to enjoy the not, I don't want to say finer, but the slightly better, more specialty.
This is so good.
It really is. So we don't sell this. I don't think we will ever, maybe one day, but no plans. This is not like the barista Pinotage that we're like, yeah, we're going to put this on.
I would say they're equally as good. It's just, I don't think this is really a wine. Like, we already have like a sweeter red blend that we have, the Monte Antico. I like it a lot. It's got a more approachable price point, even though like it's $20 for a bottle. That's really not bad at all.
Yeah.
But the barista Pinotage was just a very unique. So we have something that's like this already. So we probably won't change it.
Yeah.
The barista Pinotage was very unique, and it was something that we didn't have. So we thought we could add it to our catalog. Doesn't make it any less drinkable or more drinkable. This is certainly stamped, approved. If you have a chance to try some fresh AF, I would.
Yeah.
It's worth the $20.
It is worth the $20 squeeze. But that is all we got for you today on the evening cup. Not the morning cup. I did that last episode on the Morning Cup, mix them up. But that's it. It's got the stamp of approval. Try it out. See it in stores. I would try out Horrocks if you're in Battle Creek to see if it's there.
If you like this and the other podcasts that we do, hit subscribe. Give us a like. Give us a follow. Give us a rating. And we'll appreciate it a lot.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Take it easy.